good to be with you again after some months.
非常高兴又能跟大家在一起，在经过这么好几个月以后。
I'm joined by my wife Lisa, who's here today. So, honey, wave to everybody.
今天我的妻子 Lisa 也跟我一起来敬拜。
And we're grateful for this opportunity to be with all of you again.
我们非常的感恩，又能跟弟兄姐妹们再一次在一起。
Just want to thank the team who so faithfully prepares the worship services each week.
非常感恩弟兄姐妹们一起每一个主日来在这里准备敬拜。
And I know that the words of the songs that we were singing, the scriptures that were read, have all deeply spoken to me this afternoon.
我们刚才所唱的那些诗歌里的歌词，还有我们读的这些圣经节呢，都在我心里面引起了很大的这个震动。
Let's pray together.
让我们现在一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你的话语。
Lord, we ask very humbly right now that you would speak to us through the preaching of your word.
我们现在以一颗谦卑的心在你的面前祈求你自己亲自向我们说话。
Lord, I confess my absolute need for you.
我在这里再一次的向神承认我确实需要依靠你。
I pray that my thoughts would be from you and that my words would be your words.
我为自己祷告，我的心思意念和我所口里所出的一切话都是神你自己所赐的。
Lord, we invite your Holy Spirit to have complete freedom in this place.
我们也祈求神你的圣灵在这里完全的自由的掌管一切。
To challenge us where we need to be challenged.
那么去挑战那些我们在生命中还需要被挑战的地方。
To comfort us where we need to be comforted.
去安慰我们需要被安慰的地方。
To cause us, Lord, to grow in your grace and love.
让我们能够在你的爱和恩典里成长。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to continue in our series in the book of James this afternoon.
今天下午我接着在讲我的这个系列就是雅各书。
It's been a while since I've been here, so I feel like we need to do just a brief review as we begin.
有一段时间我没有在这里，所以我感觉我应该再把前面的稍微过一下。
And with me coming four or five times a year, I think we should be able to finish in another couple of years.
我一年只能来四五次，所以我在想，也许再过一两年，我们可以把这个系列完成。
But remember, the book of James was written by the oldest of our Lord's four brothers or half brothers.
所以记住，这个雅各书呢，是我们主的这个他的长兄就他四个兄弟里面的那个长兄写的。
And this James became a leader in the early church.
那么这个雅各呢，他最后在早期的教会里呢，成为了领导者。
Here in the book of James, he addresses believers.
那么在这个书里面呢，他来向这些信徒们说话。
Whom he often refers to as brothers and sisters.
他叫他们弟兄姐妹们。
We see that in verse 1 and in verse 5 of the passage that we'll consider this afternoon.
那么我们在这里就看到第一节和第五节里面他都是这么称呼他的弟兄姐妹们。
But remember that these believers were also followers of Christ who had been scattered from their home to other nations.
我们也要记住这些弟兄姐妹们呢，他们呢是被散布在各个地方因为他们的信仰，他们被分散在各个地方。
They were primarily Jewish believers, and this dispersion is often called the diaspora.
那么这些弟兄姐妹们大部分都是犹太人，那么他们的这些他们就是分散在各地。
And because of this scattering, they faced a unique set of challenges.
因为他们这样的被分散开，所以他们在生活中都遇到了很多的挑战。
One of these challenges was discrimination.
那么其中的一个呢，就是有人呢，就是偏心待他们。
Now I'm guessing that many, if not all of us, know what it's like to be discriminated against.
那么我们也知道，当我们自己被别人不公正的对待的时候，我们心里面也不好的感受。
People can discriminate against us because of our race or our culture.
那么人呢，可以因为我们的种族和我们的文化来不公正的待我们。
They can discriminate against us because of our education or lack of education.
那么有可能会因为我们受到的教育或者我们教育受到的教育不够来偏待我们。
Our wealth or lack of wealth.
因为财富的拥有或者是贫穷来偏待我们。
We can be discriminated against because of our job, our family, our looks.
或者呢，因为我们的工作，我们的家庭，或者我们的长相，有人偏待我们。
People can discriminate against us because of perhaps our political views.
或者是你的政治信仰也造成被偏待。
And we can be discriminated against because we're followers of Jesus Christ.
或者是因为我们是耶稣基督的跟随者，这样遭到别人的不公正的对待。
This can happen in our neighborhoods.
这个呢，有可能会在我们所住的这个街区里。
It can happen at school.
或者在学校里。
It can happen at the workplace.
或者在你的工作岗位中。
And sadly, it can even happen in the church.
那么更可惜的是，有时候还在教会里也发生这样的情况。
And brothers and sisters, this is the issue that is addressed here in James.Chapter 2, verses 1 to 13.
那么这个雅各书第二章一到十三节呢，就在谈到这个偏心待人这个问题。
But the focus here is not so much on how people have discriminated against us.
那么这个重点呢，不是在人怎么偏待我们。
The issue is how we tend to discriminate.Against others.
那么这里的问题呢，是说我们去偏待、不公正的去偏心看待别人。
Even in the church of Jesus Christ.
即使是在耶稣基督的教会里，也有这样的事情。
And I think if we're honest, all of us need to come to terms with our own tendency to discriminate against people.
我想我们每个人呢，都有自己的这种偏待别人的这样的一个条件。
Brothers and sisters, I believe this is an issue that all of us struggle with.
我相信这我们每一个人都会在这方面有这样的征战。
Now, thankfully, our passage today not only exposes this problem, it also gives four practical ways that real faith can overcome.This tendency to discriminate.
那么这一段圣经节呢，不光是指出了这个偏心待人的问题，然后呢，也给了我们四种非常四个非常practical 的这样的一个实用的这样的一个方法来解决这样的问题。
The first way that we can overcome the tendency that we all have to discriminate is to look to the glory.Of Jesus Christ.
那么第一个呢，就是我们如果要想不去偏心待人，我们就应该把我们的眼睛定睛在主耶稣的荣耀上。
Let's read verses 1-4.
我们来看一下第一到第四节。
My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in.If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet, have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
我的弟兄们，你们信奉荣耀啊，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按照外貌待人。若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿着华美衣服进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服也进去，你们就重看那穿华美衣服的人，说：“请坐在这好位上。”又对那穷人说：“你站在那里，或坐在我脚凳下面。”这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？
These verses, of course, highlight the problem of discrimination in the church.
那么这一段圣经节呢，就给我们明显的指出了在教会里面呢就有这样的偏心待人。
They expose our tendency to judge people according to their wealth or their family or their appearance.
那么他暴露了在教会里面，就是有人就会是。这样的根据啊，你的财富，你的外貌啊，然后去偏心的对待每一个人。
And this leads to discrimination.
那么这样就导致了，就是说你会偏心的待人。
But notice the first thing that James says to us here in verse 1.
那么这里我们看一下第一节。
He talks about our faith.Being grounded in the glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这里他教导我们，我们的信心呢是在在主耶稣基督的荣耀的这个根基上。
So rather than looking to honor certain people based on their wealth or their fame or their beauty,
那么我们不要就是根据人的财富。然后他的教育或者他的长相去荣耀人。
When we gather, we should instead look to the glory of Jesus Christ.
那么当我们聚在一起的时候呢，我们应该所有的目光都是注视在我们主耶稣基督的荣耀上。
Now, I think many of you know I like movies.
那你们好多人可能知道我喜欢看电影。
I don't know if everyone is supportive of that or not, but I recently saw a movie called Crazy Rich Asians.
我不知道你们会不会同意我的观点。我最近看了一个电影，就是那些疯狂的这些富有的亚洲人。
And there's a sad but all too common scene in that movie.
那么有很多的很很就是很sad 的这样的一些情况在这个电影里。
Where a group of women are actually having a Bible study.
那么有一群妇女在这个电影里，那么他们在一起有这个圣经学习圣经。
And they're reading the words of Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 to 2.
那么他们在读哥罗西书。第三章第一节的一段。
Since then you've been raised up with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
No sooner do they read these words about setting our minds on things above, on Christ.
那么他们很快呢，他们读完这一段圣经节，把我们的心思意念定睛在天堂的事，而不是地上的事。
Then they begin to gossip about the girlfriend of a wealthy son of the girlfriend of the son of a wealthy family.
然后他们就开始说一些他们的这个有钱的这些孩子和他的女朋友的这些闲话。
They do the exact opposite of what they had just read in scripture.
那么他们圣经上读的是一段，然后他们在行动中马上做的又是正好是相对立的。
They begin discriminating against her because of her family, her culture. She's a banana, you know, yellow on the outside, white on the inside. Not real Chinese, she's Chinese American.
然后他们就在 嘲笑这个女朋友，就说她就像一个香蕉一样的，啊，里面是白的啊，但是外面是黄的。他们在啊，就是在啊，瞧不起这个亚洲人。
They discriminate against her because of her looks.
他们呢，根据她的长相呢来啊，小瞧她。
Brothers and sisters, we often do the exact same thing.
弟兄姐妹们，我们也常常做这样的事。
We gather.We read scripture, and then we still discriminate against each other.
我们在一起聚会，我们读圣经，然后我们在一起呢，就开始用话语来偏待别人。
But when we look to Christ and we are captured by His glory, we realize that we're all the same.
那么当我们在一起定睛仰望在主耶稣基督的荣耀上的时候，我们就会看，我们在看我们周围，看我们自己，我们就知道我们真的都是一样的。
The only distinction that is left is between God and humanity.
那么唯一的一个区别呢，就是说高高在上的荣耀的神和我们这些人之间的区别。
God in His infinite glory.
神有他自己无可无可描述的荣耀。
And us with our sinfulness and our worldly values and our ego-centered self-righteousness.
然后就是对比，就是我们自己的自私，我们的人的属世的这些意念，和我们在神面前的这样的，就是这种很像尘土一样的。
If we want to conquer the discrimination in our own hearts.It begins by looking to the glory of Jesus Christ.
如果我们要从心里面要除掉我们偏心待人这个问题，我们一定要定睛仰望在主耶稣基督的荣耀上。
And this leads to the next point in verses 5-7.
那么下面我们就看第二点呢，就是第五到第七节。
Having looked to Christ, we need to learn from the grace of God.
当我们看到了主耶稣基督的荣耀呢，我们就要从他那儿学习神的恩惠。
Listen to these words. Listen, my dear brothers and sisters. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom He promised to those who love Him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court?Are they not the ones who are blaspheming the noble name of him to whom you belong?
Listen, oh, sorry. 我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？你们反倒羞辱贫穷人，那富足人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？
Instead of practicing discrimination, showing favor to the wealthy and the famous,
那么我们如果除掉这些，不要去看人的财富或者是名义来去偏心待人。
We need to recognize and remember that we are all poor and helpless apart from our glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们就要看到自己的真实的状况，就是我们在神面前是如何的贫穷和瞎眼，那么对比神自己的荣耀。
You see, brothers and sisters, when we discriminate, we make ourselves judges.
那么当我们去偏心待人的时候呢，我们就在论断了。
We essentially place ourselves in a role that belongs to God alone.
那么我们把自己放在神的角色中去论断人，但是那是神的职责。
And the problem with that is that when we make ourselves judges, we lose sight of ourselves as sinners.
那么当我们去把我们自己放在论断别人的位置上，那么我们自己就已经看不清楚自己的真实情况。
When we decide that one person is more valuable than another person,
当我们觉得这个人比另外一个人更有价值，
We've forgotten our own need of God's grace.
那么我们就忘记了我们自己啊，需要神自己的需要神的恩典。
We've forgotten that our lives, our salvation, and the blessings we enjoy are only a gift of God's grace.
我们就忘记了我们所有的恩典，啊，我们的生命、生活，那么这些都是从神的恩典来的。
They are not by our wealth or our righteousness.
这不是我们自己的财富，也不是我们自己的义所得来的。
In the church, instead of judging and discriminating, it should be the opposite.
那么在教会里，我们不应该去偏心，这样的去判断或者待人。
We ought to become advocates for those that the world regards as poor.
那么我们应该去为那些在世上被世人看作贫穷的那些人来为他们来说话。
In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says this.
那么在马太福音第五章登山宝训中，耶稣基督是这么说的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，那么天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Friends, in God's economy, it's often the poor in the world standards who become rich in faith.
那么在神的国度里，往往这个思维就是那些在神面前贫穷的人，那么这些人是真正的富有的。
This is one of the reasons why in our ministry with Global Training Network.
那么这也是我们为什么去做这个我现在做的这个Global Training 这项事工。
That we are not just focused on the educated and those who have training and those who live in relative wealth.
所以我们不只是把重点放在那些受过高等教育或者在生活在很自由国度的这样的国家里的人。
But we're going to minister to the poor and the marginalized.
那么我们去更多的去服侍那些住在边缘地区，那么贫穷的这些被忽略的这些人。
The pastors serving in rural villages.
那么这些牧师呢，他们在那些很偏远的世上很偏远的那些小村庄里牧养。
Who have never been able to receive a biblical or theological education.
那么那些牧者呢，他们在他们一生中都没有机会呢受到很好的就是合乎圣经的这样的一个教导和牧养。
Who don't have the resources to travel and to go and to receive that training.
那么他们也没有这样的资金呢，能够把他们送到世界各国呢去受这样的training.
And we want to come and equip them through God's word.
所以我们这个事工呢，我们就是愿意去走到他们中间，我们把这样的培训呢，就是送给他们。
And encourage them in their calling.
那么去鼓励神在他们身上的这些呼召。
And empower them for the ministries that God has entrusted to them.
那么赐给他们力量，因为这些事工都是从神而来的。
Once we look to the glory of Christ and we learn from the grace of God,
那么当我们把我们的眼睛定睛在主耶稣的荣耀上，也学到了从神那里来的恩典。
The next step, as we see now in verses 8 to 11, is to love others impartially.
那么下面这些经节呢，就告诉我们，我们要去公平的去爱每个人。
Let's read. If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it.For he who said, you shall not commit adultery, also said, you shall not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but you do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker.
第八到十一节，经上记着说，要爱人如己。你们若全守这至尊的律法，才是好的。但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯了罪，被律法定为犯法的。 因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。原来呢，说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人，你就是不奸淫却杀人，仍是犯了律法。
Brothers and sisters, notice in these verses, we don't get to discriminate, to choose who to love and who not to love.
那么这一段圣经节告诉我们，我们没有权利去选择我们应该爱谁或者不爱谁。
As followers of Christ, we're called upon to love impartially, to love even our enemies.
那么作为主耶稣基督的跟随者，我们被呼召去爱所有的人，然后甚至爱我们的仇敌。
This is called here the royal law in Scripture.
那么在这里，这个就是被叫做这个这个中至尊的这个律法。
Literally, that reads in the original Greek, the law of our King.
那么在希腊原文呢，就是说这是我们耶稣基督这个王的律法。
It's called the law of our King because this law of love was given to us by King Jesus.
因为是耶稣基督这位王给了我们这样的一个律法。
This law of love was modeled by King Jesus.
那么他是他来颁布和给我们的这个律法。
And it's the love of King Jesus that is shed abroad in our own hearts.By the Holy Spirit who indwells us.
那么，耶圣灵住在我们心里的圣灵呢？他也照亮了我们的心，让我们知道这个爱。
For me, one of the greatest illustrations of this is a colleague of mine, by the name of Chip.
那么我有一个同事呢，他叫 Chip， 他那么这么解释。
Chip started a ministry in India called Provision Asia.
那么他在印度呢有一个这样的一个事工。
And it's a ministry that really reaches out to those that are physically disabled.
那么他是在服侍那些在身体上有残疾的这样的人。
In the nation of India, people with physical disabilities are often discriminated against by their own families.
那么在印度，那么很多这些身体上有残疾的人，有的时候他们的家庭都嫌弃他们。
They're kept hidden behind a curtain in the back closet of a house.
那么他们被藏在这个帘子后面，在家里的这些壁橱里面。
And this broke the heart of my friend Chip, and he said, "These are the ones we need to love."
但是这样的事情呢，却让我的这个朋友这个 Chip 他非常的伤心。他说，这样的人才是真正需要爱的人。
So he began a ministry that would provide wheelchairs for those who needed them.
所以他呢就开始给这些残疾人呢提供这个这种轮椅。
Or braces and walking sticks.
或者给他们提供帮助他们行走的这种支架或者是拐杖。
But more than that, they began to love and care for the whole person.
然后他们就开始他们对这些人的各种各样的关怀。
And to tell them that in the eyes of the living God, they have worth and value.
那么他让他们看到在神的眼里他们都是有价值的。
And shared the love, the gospel of Jesus Christ with people.
那么跟他们一起分享耶稣基督的福音。
And I've been to this ministry, and I've met these people.
我呢也在这个施工里有参与，然后我也看到了这些有需要的人。
And they're some of the most beautiful people I've ever met anywhere in the world.
那么在我眼里，这些人就是真的在世上是很漂亮的这。
Physically handicapped, yes.
那么他们是有身体上的残疾。
But rich in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们在耶稣基督里，他们是富有的。
And in spite of their disabilities, many of these people are now those who are caring for others with disabilities.
尽管他们自己都是很残疾，但是他们呢却很专心的奉献自己去服侍那些更有需要的人。
Friends, who is it that the Lord may be calling on you to love in this way?
那么在你们中间有没有谁是神在呼召你去这样的去爱别人呢？
Who are the people, maybe if you're even looking into your own hearts, that you tend to just dismiss as not that significant?
那么在你的心里有没有就是感觉就是说这样的人我真的是不喜欢去爱他们？
And what might God be saying to you today about how to impartially show love to these people?
那么神今天在你的心里是怎么教导你我们应该怎样去爱这样的人不偏心的这样爱人？
This royal law, this commandment to love others impartially.
那么这个至尊的这些爱，那么这去不偏心的爱人，
is also a constant reminder of how much we all need God and His love.
那么也提醒了我们自己，我们时时刻刻的都需要神的恩典和爱。
He did not discriminate against you and me when He chose us, when He granted us salvation in Christ.
那么当神赐下恩典拯救我们，给我们救恩的时候，他也没有这样的偏待我们。
And yet, we often choose to discriminate against others.
但是我们呢，却常常的去这样偏心的去待别人。
Let's instead love others impartially.
让我们现在就开始去公平的不偏心的去爱人。
We see one final step here in verses 12 to 13.
那么现在我们再看最后这一段。
And that is to liberate others with mercy.
那么我们去怀着怜悯的心呢，去宽容别人。
James writes, "Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful." Mercy triumphs over judgment.
12-13节，你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就该照着律法说话行事，因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
Brothers and sisters, as believers in Christ Jesus, as those who belong to Him,
那么弟兄姐妹们，你们是耶稣基督的。属于耶稣基督又跟随他的。
We are now under the law of liberty.
我们呢在自由的律法之下。
And so instead of judging and discriminating against others, you're free to show them the same love and mercy that you have received from God.
那么相反呢，我们不去论断别人，但是呢却按照这个爱的这种律法去自由的去爱别人。
In fact, the way that we treat others will demonstrate whether we really grasp the gospel.
那么我们怎么对待人，也反映出来了我们怎么样理解，在我们心中我们是怎么样理解福音的。
Because the truth of the gospel is all that we have earned, all that we deserve because of our sin, is an eternity in hell apart from Jesus Christ.
那么福音它教导我们的是如果没有耶稣基督的恩典，我们所应得到的就是在地狱里的永火的刑罚。
But God in His mercy withholds what we deserve.
但是呢，神他用他自己的怜悯，他给了我们不配得的恩典。
God demonstrates His love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
神的恩典就是这样的向我们显明，在我们还是罪人的时候，主耶稣基督为我们死了。
God showed you mercy, although you had nothing to offer Him.
神呢向我们显示他的怜悯，但是我们呢对神我们没有什么给他的。
Brothers and sisters, in the same way, we're called upon now to show mercy to those who have nothing to offer to us.
但是呢，神呼召我们，我们应该按照神给我们的恩典去爱，不偏心的去爱，公正的去爱其他的人。
As followers of Jesus Christ, we're called to show mercy to those whom the world rejects.
那么，我作为耶稣基督的跟随者、门徒，我们呢就应该按照神的怜悯去怜悯那些在世上贫穷的人。
To those the world wants to hide away in a back room.
那些世界都不愿意见到他们，把他们藏在地橱里。
These are the very ones that we get to love with the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
那些人才是我们应该去爱，也是最需要爱，按照耶稣基督所给的爱去爱他们。
Because mercy triumphs over judgment.
因为怜悯是向审判夸胜。
Friends, in preparing the message this week, I was confronted with the ugliness of my own heart.
那么在这个星期我在准备这天讲道的时候，我的心呢也被神的话语检查了。
My own tendency to quickly judge people and discriminate against them.
那我自己也有这样的，就是很快的去论断，去偏心待人这样的倾向。
I had to pray and ask the Lord for His forgiveness.
那么我需要在神面前祷告，然后让神饶恕我这样的罪过。
And to ask Him what James challenges us to do in this passage.
那么我就向神祷告，让神用雅各书来挑战我自己的这些不足。
And to say, Lord, help me look to the glory of Jesus Christ.
那么我祷告。主啊，你让我看到耶稣基督的荣耀。
To realize when I do that we're all the same.
那么等我们看到神的真实的荣耀的时候，我们就看到我们跟其他的人都是一样的。
Help me to learn from the grace of God.
让我看到我怎样去从神的恩典去学习。
And to show that same grace that I've received to others.
那么把神自己给我的恩惠也传给别人。
To remember that apart from the grace of God, I'm just a sinner who deserves eternal separation from God.
那么让我看到我自己，如果没有神的恩典怜悯，那么我也是就是是与神永远隔绝的。
Help me, Lord, to love impartially and practically.
那么帮助我，让我去不偏心的去爱人，去真实的去爱人。
And Lord, help me to realize that I'm free now to love in the way that you have loved me.
让我很自由地去爱别人，就像你曾经爱我一样。
And help me liberate others with your mercy.
帮助我，让我把这种怀着怜悯释放别人的心去爱别人。
Because mercy will always triumph over judgment.
因为怜悯总是向审判夸胜的。
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add His blessing to His word to us today.
那么愿神祝福他自己今天的这些话语。